if you're in the unfortunate position of having your power still off, you want to try and keep your refrigerator closed, your freezer closed as often as you can, with the exception of if you want to add some ice or dry ice to the freezer, that can help protect the food.
How long can certain foods in your refrigerator sit in there with the door closed and the power off and have them still be safe to eat once the power comes back on?
You don't want to keep foods above 41 degrees for more than 4 to 6 hours. Now, this is especially important if you've gone past that 4 to 6 hour period for perishable items, milk, dairy, sauces, anything that includes those casseroles. You're going to want to throw that away. Meats, cottage cheese, poultry, anything like that that's been above 41 degrees for more than 4 to 6 hours, you're going to want to discard. Other things like fresh foods and vegetables are okay. Dried fruits, coconuts, hard and processed cheeses, herbs and spices, those items can be kept.
If your power's been off for quite some time, and then it comes back on and you open your fridge, how do you know how long the foods in there have been 41 degrees or above?
Well, if you don't have a thermometer in there and you haven't been monitoring the temperature, that can be a difficult call. So what we tell people is, when in doubt, throw it out.
So imagine a lot of people whose power has been off are going to have a lot of food. Unfortunately, they're going to have to just toss.
That's right. Unfortunately, I mean, the good news is if you're one of those folks whose power has just come back on, congratulations, because you've got power again. It's in terms of food safety, it's worth the trip to the grocery store to discard that food and start over with fresh food that you know is going to be safe. You want to make sure that you're not throwing away food that doesn't have to be thrown away. And if you've got questions about that, we've got information posted on our website about which foods can be kept and which should be discarded. If you go on the health department, Cincinnati Health Department site, click on food safety, you can click on food safety and power outage, and it can give you the breakdown of the foods that should be discarded and those that could be kept.
Rocky Mers is a spokesman for the Cincinnati Health Department. I'm Steve Hirschberg.